Hi, it's Colin Coward from the Colin Coward Podcast. Every goal starts with an assist. As official partners of U.S. soccer, this team is ready to deliver. Sensodyne, dentist-recommended defense of your sensitive teeth. Centrum, fueling your day with science-backed nutrients. Advil, of course, powerful inflammation-fighting pain relief. Voltaren Arthritis Gel, helps penetrate deep, keeps the joints moving, and Tums, ready to counterattack with fast heartburn relief. Learn how Haleon can assist your game day goals at haleonassist.com/Colin.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
No, but sometimes you get hard because you have to pee.
That's not right.
We looked this up before. Morning wood is piss. Morning wood is a hog full of urine. I wonder how quickly you get hard after being in an ice bath. Are we in?
I think if you get into the ice bath, I think you have at least a week and a half until you can get hard.
It's crazy a penis can be that small.
Buddy, my...
And dude, there goes our monetization. But we get flagged so much goddamn times. Has there ever been a monetized episode for YouTube?
No.
I mean, it's called Stiff Socks.
They look at it and they go, nope. Who runs, first of all, who runs YouTube? Google?
Right.
The alphabet? They call it the alphabet company.
But, really?
Yeah, Google, isn't it called the alphabet company?
Because people search on
it? Yeah.
Them? But also, like a couple weeks ago, we searched up somebody giving birth on here. So the name Stiff Socks gets flagged. And then people on our team, like people that we work with are like, well, you ever thought about changing the name?
What are you, first of all, don't talk to me. You played lacrosse in college, and then all of a sudden you work at UTA for 2 years and then switch over. When have you done comedy? When motherfuckers give me advice.
You ever thought about just Stiff?
Yeah, man. Hey, who you guys seeing tonight? Stiff.
Good.
Stiff what?
Dude, when
Stiff Cox? How about that? Stiff Cox.
Good. Let's just lean into it.
Fucking sick
Stiff
of it.
Dicks, sponsored by your fucking mom.
I think we lose money every episode.
What's the opposite?
Dude, but I'm not joking you. You don't know the back end of all this, Jack, but we almost lose money every episode.
And then ads are like, oh, this was a little vulgar. It's called Stiff Socks.
I'm so sick of it.
We're promoting Blue Chew, fuck medicine.
Yeah, pans and Blue Chew. Anyways, back to Cox. Listen. Right.
Back to Stiff Socks. The name that'll never change.
It will never change. I'm sick of it. Don't ever, anyone in a suit tell me to fucking change the name. But I will say this. I think if you get into a freaking ice bath,
yeah.
I think at least, you got to at least wait a full season until you get hard again.
I want to try it.
Oh, go from ice bath right up and then try to...
Ice bath straight to making out the lady.
I mean, I don't even know if I like men after I get off...
Well, yeah.
I mean, keep that in.
Yeah.
I don't even like
So before the ice bath, you like men, is what you're trying to say. This is the second slip up in like 2 months where you came out of the closet.
It's not a slip up.
So you like men?
Yeah. Like not sexually, but men are pretty cool.
All right. So if you leave your girlfriend for a guy, she pissed or she like, all right, he found out who he truly was?
I think that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah.
I think if your girlfriend left you I like women. I'm so sorry. I don't think you'd be like, oh, man. You'd be like, oh, well, I don't have that. The worst is when she leaves you for, like, someone else.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm thinking, like, if she leaves her, yeah, I guess if they leave you for their same gender, that just leaves you more, like, questions and anger.
Yeah. But also, like, oh, great. I'm happy that you found yourself and you can live your truth.
Yeah.
But if she leaves me for a quarterback, I'm like, oh, great. Oh, great.
He has a penis, too?
He does?
I also have one of those. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the heck?
You wanted a coffee, and then you went and left for another coffee.
Yeah, if you
but I am the coffee.
Correct. If you left me for like high C, and I'm a coffee, I understand.
Right.
You want a diabetes and not caffeine.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Great. I think you could, I think 17 minutes until I can get hard again from an ice bath. Dude, I was up in San Fran and my girlfriend.
Okay, third time you've came out.
You can't say that, dude. We're going to get demonetized. This is what I would like to say.
It's been gone.
It's been gone. This is what I like to say. I went to San Fran for my girlfriend's cousin's baby. When we met the baby, it was
too many layers.
So I got him cute. I know. Another layer. A girlfriend's cousin's husband. Awesome guy.
Girlfriend's
cousin's husband.
Okay, I got you.
Awesome guy. He has a full sauna and cold plunge in the backyard. Dude, we did it every night. It was fucking awesome. But speaking of cocks, this dude just straight got into, I didn't see his cock, but he got into the ice bath naked and then got out. And I'm like, I'd dude, the sauna confidence
naked,
of that.
Yeah, sauna naked, but like ice bath, no.
Dude, the confidence to get out of an ice bath.
Well, dude, he's like dunking on you a little bit. Like,
oh, 100%.
This is Papa's ice bath. I will say the one I got in my house, I go in there dick out.
Do you?
Have to. My own house? Well, because dude, also like, it's so annoying to wear like board shorts into there.
Is
and
it?
But like afterward, now you just have some like chlorine filled board shorts that you got to wash.
Buddy, of course. I'm an idiot. Yeah.
You go on that bitch naked and you're like, oh, well, let me just shower.
Yeah, let me just shower. Yeah, of course. Yeah, if I have one. Yeah, okay. Okay. Of course. I'm back on board. Yeah, what am I talking about, dude? One of the cold plunge that I go into, the one that I said, the Paul Studio one, I go into that one, asshole naked.
Yeah.
Asshole. Out.
And let me tell you something. The guy who went in that before you, cock out.
Out. Oh, shit.
Butthole open.
I hope there's chlorine in that.
For sure.
Oh, okay.
So much.
Dude, I actually had to switch rooms because I looked in the ice bath and there was like particles in it. Mm. I don't know what it was. It looked like a baby
fecal
shit.
Fecal matter.
Isn't it crazy that poop has a lot of names?
Feces.
You can defecate, poop, shit, feces, defecate. Shit, poop. Anyone else, Jack? Anyone else?
Crap, caca, doo-doo.
You're cooking right now. And speaking of cooking... Put in the fucking
Hexclad.
The goddamn Hexclad ad.
Did any switch rooms?
What did you say?
You're like, hey, excuse me, there's shit in there.
No, I switched rooms and this, I think I came out 12 times this thing, but I went to the front and the dude, and then I went to the back. No, but I went to the front, talked to the dude, and he like looked up at me, top six hottest man I've ever seen in my life. And then he had to come in the room and like be like, oh, let me check out the water. And then the door kind of shut and I'm like, are you checking out the water? What's happening?
Yeah.
And I'm in. Whatever you about to do, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Take me in the fucking sauna. Mm-hmm. Show me who's a bad boy.
Should we just title this episode, Michael Comes Out Seven Times?
Good.
So you only got three more.
Reddit nofat/nofat.
Excuse me?
Says, I took a cold shower and got a boner. I just took a nice cold shower after a heavy workout and something unexpected happened. I started out with warm water and gradually lowered to the temperature. When the water became ice cold, my dick started to get so hard I got out. What the fuck? Am I being some sort of masochist? So I guess if you're not beating it, you'll get hard from.
Dude, if you're not beating it, you'll get hard by a doorbell ringing. The thought of like a car driving by with their windows down, like that breeze.
You just gotta watch basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You anytime I get horny, just watch fucking the NBA draft, 1996, and the Orlando Magic choose Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know if that's when he got drafted.
In that other
down.
Mm.
Dude, anytime my brain enters sports, it's like the least sexual thing of ever.
Mm-hmm.
Watching dudes, dicks flapping around, sweating.
Or can you imagine every month just being like brain fog?
I'm learning new stuff about periods. I mean, I feel like every month. What is this, luteal phase? Have you heard about this?
What?
You don't know about this?
Uh-uh.
The luteal phase. I heard about this.
All right, type in that.
It's the week before, and I could be wrong. I'm a man, probably. It's the week before a period. It's supposed to be worse side effects than the period.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, the week right before the bleeding
is the
worst.
Thank God I got confirmation from two other guys.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about it, you know.
Jack, stop looking up Chipotle fights, and can you put this, can you put what you're
luteal phase. Well, regardless, this is a new thing that I've learned.
Okay.
So it's almost like the sonic boom after.
There's a boom. So
period's the boom.
Right.
Boom.
Oh, boom. How many booms?
So, well, yeah, I think it's like in the guy brain, it's so clear. It's like 1 week, period, afterwards, nothing. But
There's a come down. You don't stop running the race the second you hit the finish line.
Oh, right. You have to run a little bit afterwards.
Yeah. That luteal shit. Look at how much this podcast is growing. Now, four men looking up the menstrual cycle, which is crazy to put the word men in it.
Yeah, you can't do that,
what
bro.
What the fuck?
Womenstrual cycle.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue as much. No, womenstrual cycle.
Days 1 through 5, menstrual.
Okay, so when,
I don't know what, there's no explanation, just a fucking chart.
Right, so when do women feel their best out of that chart?
Day 1 through, menstruation.
5 days?
Ovulation.
God, we need a freaking woman on this.
Some of these names are crazy. Corpus luteum.
Corpus luteum. Sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Corpus luteum.
Corpus luteum. Pretty fascinating stuff here.
Yeah. So
the luteal phase is actually the worst phase.
That's what I'm saying.
So essentially, if she doesn't get pregnant, she's pissed. Her body is pissed.
I thought it was before the bleeding.
But so they are expected to put it. What? That can't make sense because you have to give out a baby once a month.
God damn. We've all seen some version of a weird scam. Okay. The random text, the fake charge, the is this actually you moment where you stop and go, all right, something feels a little off. And when money is involved, you want the app you're using to help you catch those moments before they become a real problem. Okay. That's where Cash App steps in, buddy. Keeping your money safe from fraud deserves to be a priority, and Cash App treats it that way, okay? With Security Lock, Cash App requires a successful Face ID or biometric authentication to access your account. It's like your money is protected by your own personal bodyguard, even if your phone is lost or stolen. Plus, if you're about to send money to someone new and Cash App notices something looking a bit off, or that you might be falling for a scam, it will send you a warning before the money is sent to confirm that everything looks right. Okay, turn on Security Lock in your Cash App settings today and pay attention to scam warnings to keep your money safe from fraud. Learn more at cashapp.app/security. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code SECURE10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. My dumb mouth can't say that, but I did it.
God damn.
Yeah.
No, it's not once a month, but it's like your body is like getting ready to have it. It's like, all right, cool. Have a baby.
Think about that. Imagine you make dinner and then you make this giant feast and then nobody eats it. I'm pissed.
I'm throwing plates.
The body.
And pans. Put the ad in.
Why don't more people throw plates? Like at a restaurant. Like, I don't like this.
I mean, so funny.
That's what it is.
Yes, thank you.
But I didn't know that that's more intense. So imagine hooping in your luteal phase.
Is that the good one or the bad one?
Bad. Well, you're more. It's more intense, so you might hoop harder.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think you maybe hoop better?
More that's what I'm saying.
Aggressive? Oh, you're saying, yeah.
You'd be like, man, fuck these bitches.
Dude, I would like, after Jack finishes whatever he's doing,
Jack,
I want you to say,
explain the menstrual cycle for a stupid guy.
Oh, great. Here we go.
That works.
It's thinking, because Chat's a guy and he doesn't know. Think of the menstrual cycle like the body doing a monthly, maybe, baby, setup. Day one, period starts, okay? That is the body saying, no pregnancy happening, throw out the old lining, blood tissue comes out usually 2 to 7 days. After period, equal rebuild mode. The body starts growing a fresh lining in the uterus, like making a soft bed just in case pregnancy happens, estrogen rises. Why don't we learn this in school? Middle of cycle equals ovulation. And an ovary releases an egg. This is the most fertile time in the textbook 28-day cycle. It's around day 14, but it can move depending on the person. Right, so if you're having... If you're having unprotected sex, maybe let's not do it during this. After ovulation equals waiting mode. Progesterone rises and keeps the uterus lining ready. This is when PMS can happen. Mood changing, sore boob, bloating, cramps, cravings, tiredness. If no sperm fertilizes the egg, hormones drop, the lining breaks down, period starts again. Wow.
Period.
Period. Exclamation mark. Dude. Wow.
Once a month, it's like, baby? The period is literally like a woman's mother in their head be like, baby?
I know.
Baby.
I like the meal example, though. Your body's making a meal, and then there's no one there to eat it. Furious.
Yeah.
I would be so pissed.
And I would also be mad for 3 to 4 days after.
Pissed!
Because the next day, like, hey, sorry, like, why are you mad? Why am I mad? Like, I literally allowed you to have a baby.
Yeah. I made eggs, and you didn't eat them.
Wow, but think
now
about,
they're
like,
spoiled.
How many boners you get? That's your body saying you need to make another kid.
Yeah, but when you get a boner like, and you get soft, you're not pissed.
Blue balls.
No, what I'm saying, but dude, I get harder on airplanes. I woke up with a hard wood today.
But yeah, technically that's your body saying you need to make a kid.
Is it?
Or is it like you got to pee?
No.
No, wood doesn't make you have to pee.
No, but sometimes you get hard because you have to pee.
That's not right.
We looked this up before. Morning wood is piss. Morning wood is a hog full of urine. I'm sick and tired of being wrong.
Pee does not live in your dick, dude. Pee lives in your fucking, in your thing. And you're not your liver.
So
your
why are you
thing.
Hard sometimes you have to pee in the morning?
Dude, you get hard in the morning because it's when you sleep, a lot of testosterone is released. So you get hard.
Why is it released when I'm sleeping and not like... When I need testosterone.
You know how some people like warm up their car and they rev it to make sure everything's working?
That's fucking hate that.
That's what your body's doing.
Is that only some Midwest shit where people like go and turn the truck on for 15 minutes?
Yeah, you know that's a myth, right? I swear.
Is it really?
Dude, you don't have to warm up
a
car.
I
want to
do it with a Tesla. That's so funny.
Wait,
Let me guess, you got a Tesla? You came out the fifth time.
Did I come out the fifth time? Dude, a Tesla logo looks like a uterus.
What?
A Tesla logo looks like a vulva.
It looks like an IUD.
Yes. Did I say about self-driving? Did I say this on the pod yet?
No.
Dude, I self-drove. I didn't self-drove. I got into the fucking driver's seat in a new Tesla. Oh, my God.
Self-driving?
Driving's over.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed that I left Tesla.
Guys, driving is over. It is the new ones with the new cameras and the new chip. It's crazy. Like, there's no, it's over. Like, I took this motherfucker to, like, maybe 10 minutes. You feel, it's this odd feeling because you feel like you're in a passenger seat.
Yeah.
You're just like, dude, and there's, maybe you noticed. I didn't notice. There's, like, 3 different modes. Did you notice? Mm-mm. 3 different modes of self-driving. It's, like, regular, I'm in a hurry, and then, like, so, like, it's called, like, maniac mode or whatever the fuck it's called. Dude, if you do self-driving in maniac mode, it's, like.
It, like, speeds to get you there?
Yeah. It moves around cars.
Maybe I did know that.
Awesome.
Dude, I loved it. You can't go on your phone yet, which is funny, because then you just kind of have to sit there and be like, if you're by yourself, you're just like.
Well, you can get on the phone, but you have to just keep your eyes like up and you just look down your phone, up, look
it,
down
but
your
yeah,
phone.
It's
you can't
it's
put
a
it
weird
up.
Workaround, yeah.
Yeah, you can't put it up because the camera's always watching, which is also kind of weird. It's like, fuck you, this is my car, let me do what I want.
Yeah, I thought it was connected by phone. So I was like, when I had a Tesla, I was like, should I just get a burner phone?
Hilarious.
Like social media or whatever to scroll, but it's your eyes.
It's your eyes, yep. Yep.
But then couldn't you just get like sunglasses?
I think that is the workaround.
Really?
I think that is the workaround. Sunglasses and look down at your phone. But you can't have the phone in front of you. It doesn't
you
matter.
You get those like eyes that are like painted on the sunglasses.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there was times where I'd be running late in the Tesla. I'm always late. How the fuck do you change that? There'd be times where I'd be running late and I'm like eating breakfast in the Tesla.
Yeah.
Driving. I'm like, this is great.
It's awesome. Dude, I
fork and knife.
Dude,
if I got in a car accident, my head would be severed.
Dude, I never was in the driver's seat doing it. I got sat in there and after 3 minutes, I go, our kids will never drive.
They won't even know you.
Correct. I'll be in the Luna phase for real.
Yeah. But I think it's like a two-step thing where it's like the electric side of it, where you can charge your place, your house, your apartment, wherever you live. That's a huge plus. But then also the self-driving.
Dude.
So I don't have self-driving anymore, but I do have the electric side, so I don't have to go to gas stations. When this lease is up, I'm going back to T99 Tesla.
I might go. Like after that, I might.
And they look sick.
Dude, I was so impressed.
Did you never drive mine?
No, I've driven yours, but I never did the self-driving.
Ah.
Like, but it's like, so like it, dude, and it parks for you and it, you, I could, I summoned it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Buddy!
And as I feel like you be summoning your girlfriend some nights. So I feel like you be liking that, you know, that like,
oh, kind of that dominant,
like,
yeah,
come here, Teasley, the Tesla.
I would. I'd be like, bring that ass! And the Tesla will come. Hey, yeah, dude, it was,
it can.
I was picking up food and I was holding the food and it parks for you. Dude.
I forgot about that feature.
In LA, parking is so annoying. If you can just have that bitch park for you while I'm scrolling on Reels.
Why even think?
I don't need to.
ChatGPT is my brain.
Yeah.
Tesla's my car.
Yeah. Here's the problem though.
I'm a skeleton.
100%. You know what I've been yelling about? I need to like, I've been DoorDash and I live in my house. I don't fucking go out. There's no friction. It's scary because this is just another thing. Because I don't have to worry about traffic. I don't have to worry about, so it's just like another thing where like, I don't have to do anything.
I had a Tesla, obviously, and I you don't use self-driving as much as you think.
I would use it. I would use it to drive to fucking 7-Eleven. Never. You are my Uber. Take me.
I mean, a little bit. You definitely use it like on freeways and shit, yeah, which is nice. But like around town, it does still feel weird. Especially like where you live, you're way more city. I think it's a little bit more like, you're like, oh, okay, hold on. There's a yellow light coming up. Like, let me fuck with this.
Telling you, I don't know the difference between the Tesla you had in this one, but this is like it might be this. I don't, it's definitely not it's the same thing. It's updated or whatever, but it's, dude, I mean, I did it in like a, not super, super city, but like I was in San Francisco, pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So it was doing it. Like, yeah, avoiding stuff, stopping people trying to cross, and like, and also like it'll edge out, and then you know it drives like I would drive, and it's so much safer because it has 360 degree view,
and it's not texting while driving.
Correct.
It's literally safer.
It's so much safer.
Yeah, the only thing that pissed me off about it would be like the braking on it, because when you do like autopilot, the brakes, like if a car like merges in front of you, it like slams on it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, because it's like, it thinks it's about to get in an accident.
Oh.
Versus us, you would like either take off the gas or like slowly push down. But like, right, there's times where you're like, you know, like eating something and then a car, like, you know, as much traffic as in LA, like merge in front of your lane, you slam it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a little annoying.
But everything else is pretty solid.
Dude, I mean, I got out of the car, got in the house and literally went on Tesla.com and was like, where are we at?
Germany.
But like, where are we at? Like, what's the monthly? Like, I'm like ready to go.
No, dude, it's honestly cheaper than your car right now, for sure.
100%. And
which one did you drive?
I drove the Y.
Okay.
They only have the 3 and the Y now.
I know. The S, was, I love the S.
Yeah.
The bigger sedan. It's gone. That bitch was sexy.
It's gone. Why? I don't know. Oh, I do know the answer to this.
Oh.
All the X and the S's, those factories are now for robots. Those factories were taken over to make robots.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And I'm getting a robot too.
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, we're excited to talk about Ultra Pouches. I feel like everyone has had those days where you just wake up, immediately reach for a freaking coffee, energy drink, or something just to feel locked in. That's why Ultra Pouches are remarkably interesting, okay? They're a nicotine-free pouch with zero nicotine and zero caffeine, but they're designed to support focus and smooth energy. Let me tell you something, dude. I just tried Ultra, okay? And what stands out to me, dude, is that it's just the pouch experience, but without the nicotine or caffeine, okay? I just threw a freaking Ultra in, dude, and what stands out to me is it's the same pouch experience you get from all the other pouch brands that I can't say, but it's without the nicotine and caffeine. It's incredible, dude. Ultra partnered with neuroscientists. Okay, that's us. And designed pouches with nootropics and aptogens, including Infinity PX, L-theanine, alpha GPC, and vitamins B6 and B12. They're made with immediate focus and smooth energy that lasts 1 to 2 hours. I could see keeping these, you know, at your desk, in your gym bag, and using them when you want to lock in without another freaking cup of freaking coffee, dude. Also, they have flavors like cool mint, wintergreen. Wintergreen is my favorite. Tropical, watermelon, and blue raspberry. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine and caffeine. New customers can use code SOCKS to get 15% off at TakeUltra.com. That's TakeUltra.com for 15% off with code SOCKS. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
Goddamn. So they took away the S and the Y, and now those robots are going to KYS.
Correct.
Kill yourself.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. But dude, I'm the second a robot's good, it's going to make me a fucking breakfast, espresso, clean the house. I'm going to get into my fucking, it's literally my Uber. I'm going to tell it to where to go. I'm going to have zero friction. None. And at 61, I'm going to jump off a bridge because I'm so depressed.
And you're not even going to jump. Your robot's going to throw you off by your demand.
Hilarious. Yes.
Robot, throw me to my death. I, funniest man in the world.
I'm gonna make it call me something crazy.
Yeah.
Like Papa.
But you know, if that's the way technology's going, then do it.
Dude, why wouldn't you? I don't want to fucking drive. I don't like driving. I like driving for 1 minute. I'm trying to fucking post on Facebook.
I will say there was many a times where I would just be fully uploading videos while in the Tesla.
Of course.
Doing 75. Go on the faster. 101 and being like, what's my thumbnail?
Yeah, go faster.
They're I like them. I'm you know.
Yeah. I mean it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I want a different one. I don't want the 3 and the Y.
Yeah, we should check out the Lucid. The Lucid is the one that they get like 600 miles to the charge. That's the
But the self-driving on Teslas are so much better.
Does it not have
it might, but it's so much better because they were so ahead of the market, so they have so much data. That's why like Google Maps is better than Apple Maps because it just has so much more data.
Mm.
Yeah. But listen, I don't know, but I'm gonna do it. Maybe I don't know, but I'm telling you one thing, dude. Holy shit, manic mode, whatever the fuck it was called, bang bang bang, got me to the food place.
Yeah,
and on top of it, you're not scared for anyone to drive your car. Cause my girl's cousin was like, you wanna drive it? I'm like, oh man, you just got it. She's like, you're not gonna drive.
You're not doing anything.
You're literally just in.
We're just playing musical chairs.
I don't care. I do the same thing. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, you're not scared of it. Me getting an accident while I'm driving.
I miss it, man. I miss it. But yeah, no, it's I think you at least got to go electric.
Yeah.
And then one day somebody's controlling the grid and they're like, all of a sudden every black car on Melrose, let's make it crash.
Yeah, don't say that. That's going to happen. Yeah. That's going to happen. China's going to come.
I want to buy a Waymo.
That was my next point I wanted to bring up.
Why aren't they selling those bitches?
No, dude, do you know that fucking Tesla's doing that? Tesla has this idea where when you're sleeping, that your car will go out and be a Waymo. And then you'll make money. So when you're sleeping.
I don't like that.
Love it.
Nah, my car's being a little slut to like leave the house and be like, wait till daddy's sleeping. It's like. Then you get in your car the next morning, it's parked in the exact same spot, and you're like, it smells like Cinnabon.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
And cum.
Here's the thing.
Fuck the Cinnabon.
Here's the thing, though, dude. It's kind of like I'm a pimp. Go make me money, bitch, while I sleep.
But the problem is if everybody does this, nobody's going to, you know?
But when I'm sleeping, not everyone's going to have a Tesla.
That's true.
Maybe some people with a
whatever. That is interesting.
Dude. And then all of a sudden, your monthly's cut in half because it's working for you?
Oh, bro. First of all, he can pick people up. Also, like, I'm training that guy to do everything. Like? Send him to a strawberry field.
Strawberry field?
Pick strawberries.
Oh, to bring you, but it doesn't have hands. What's he going to pick you?
Come on. You can't attach a basket to the front of a car and it can drive 60 through a strawberry field?
But why?
If it's already going to work for me at night, have it do other shit.
It could, like... Oh, but it probably could.
Saying.
Yo, sometimes I need to fucking, I need to like drop Gigi off at the dog sitter. Holy shit. Now that is awesome.
Go get a car wash by yourself?
Yes. Dude.
We're not far from it.
Buddy, I think we're there. And I'm going to say, Daddy, I'm dirty. And I'm going to go like, go to a car wash.
Yes, sir.
Go to a car wash. It'll do it. It drives by itself.
Yeah.
All this stuff. Dude, a package.
But why isn't Waymo selling their cars yet?
Why would they sell the cars? They're making cashola.
Because they could sell that for even more money.
You would drive in a fucking Waymo?
I wouldn't be driving.
They're so weird looking.
Matt Black, bulletproof. Come on now.
Bulletproof. Have you seen the buses?
I got shooters.
Yeah.
The Waymo buses.
Yeah, can I see
that
him?
Looks dumb as hell.
Can you bring him up though?
It looks like weird. A Volkswagen. Every time I see somebody driving in a Waymo, like I've seen this a few times, somebody's in like the driver's seat. I'm like, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Like even if you work for the company, sit in the back seat.
100%.
That's it.
I would Toaster. Whip that. I would whip that. Hey, it looks sick.
It's like an Uber pool kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, shut up. That's awesome, dude. But when I was in San Fran, bro, I saw like 100 different variations of electric cars.
Yeah, there's a fuck ton now.
Dude.
Well, it's going to be like the same thing with the Bird scooter, Lime scooter epidemic, and then only one less. Epidemic. Is it not?
Are there birds anymore? It's all Lime.
Not real. Yeah, I don't know. Where's Bird scooter? Didn't like the CEO like kill himself? That's a crazy claim to make. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's insane. But Uber,
see, wait.
Bought Bird.
Oh, no.
Uber bought Bird, right?
Uber bought Bird. I think so.
Yeah, you can use your Uber app to get a bird.
Lime scooters are still out there, but like, who's.
And Lime is Lyft.
Really?
I think so.
That's crazy. But there were so many of those. There's one like Jump, and it's like the bikes are super popular in New York City for sure, the city bike, but like, there's also like Lime has a bike. When was the last time you got on a Lime scooter?
Like 3 years ago.
Hmm. But
why,
it was like.
Why would you get on a Lime scooter?
Hammered.
When am I hammered?
Nicks.
True.
But to the point that you were just saying in San Francisco is like the hub of this bitch.
Yeah.
It's like they probably haven't seen somebody driving a car in 10 months.
Yeah.
Somebody's driving it. They're like, who stole a Waymo?
Who the fuck? But like there's so many different variations. There was like the like two or three different versions of a bus one. There was like a three-wheel one. They were just all over the place. Like, this is so weird. But it's like, yeah, that's like tech capital, which is also weird. Why is a tech capital in the worst city in America?
Why is it up there?
I don't know.
Do they get better Wi-Fi up there? I will say Waymo's like, I'll still always take one. But sometimes it's just like, I saw one.
You've
the other.
You've taken a Waymo?
Yeah.
I've never been inside a Waymo. Not one
time. I've taken a few.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the list or you have a Waymo app or whatever?
I'm not on no list. Early on when I was in San Francisco, a friend of mine put me onto it. But they don't go, they only go in like Hollywood area. There's nowhere like, when I'm in Hollywood, it's because I have my car there for shows.
Right.
Like I don't like, for you, for sure, you could take it a bunch. But there's little shit that still like, be like, I'm watching you. It's like, I saw one the other day, it turned its right signal on and went left. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That Waymo was dropped on its engine as a child.
100%. Charge it.
I'd be fucking with Waymos though. It's fun.
Do you?
If you're crossing the street, one pulls up, you just put your hands out and go, stop recording me. They can't do anything. Until one day it does.
It's going to run over you.
Yeah. And it'll be in 4K.
Dude, when the fucking robots just...
It's crazy that we have self-driving cars and like that's not talked about daily.
Dude, because...
Like instead, they're like, you got to try Kool-Aid and pineapples.
Yeah, they're like, Kool-Aid pineapples. And they're like, I ran, and then that's it. Like, bitch, there's self-driving cars. People get into them like they're normal shit. Also, you know what doesn't get talked about enough, and I'm sick of not talking about it? Fucking Airbnb. You're trying to tell me that you have a house, you just let other motherfuckers stay there, and that's just normalized now? Motherfuckers run hotels.
Yeah.
Like a baby hotel conglomerate.
But you know what you were saying, the pimp analogy earlier with the car?
Yeah.
It's like that now, too.
Yeah, my car, like, my apartment was a slut like 3 years
but
ago.
But I'm saying it'll be like one dude who's like 27 and he running like 9 Airbnbs.
Yeah.
And like he's hoeing. He's slutting out townhouses.
Yeah, and these townhouses.
And he knows they're in bad areas. But the Airbnb listing is like quaint, coiffed, quiet. It's next to a gun store.
Yeah, and there's no hairdryer. And you fucking know there's no hair dryer.
Isn't it funny that like I don't look at details for anything?
Nothing.
It's probably in there.
Buddy, I screamed, texted because the door wasn't open in my last Airbnb. I couldn't get in. There was no soap and there was no hair dryer. Text, wouldn't get back to me. And I was like so mad, went to the show. I couldn't even shower, went back and I saw they responded. They go, oh, it's in the blah, blah, blah. Looked in the closet. Sure enough, everything I needed was in there.
Mm.
But don't put the soap in a closet. Put the soap in the fucking where it goes.
Yeah. Sometimes Airbnbs are just funny. The one I just did recently, they had like little packets of like shower gel It was like the size of a Splenda. And you're like, oh, thanks, man. I'm staying here for 3 days.
Oh, cool. I can wash half my head.
One toenail.
What are toenails for? The fuck you need a toenail for? I don't know
if we have time for that today. I was trying to think, like, how did the stork analogy get brought up? That storks deliver babies. Do you think that back in the day when a stork was at your door, dude's like, oh, hell no. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, there was dudes who
I was wearing a condom.
Right. But, like, it was a stork, like, the first Mari? It, like, pecks at your door. You're like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, no, no, no.
That's Mexican.
But, like, imagine a stork pulls up to your door and you don't, and you're like, oh, no.
You know, like, sometimes they get the wrong mail because they used to live there. Yeah. You're like, that's not even postmarked to me.
Yes.
I don't want that thing.
To current owner? What?
Yeah.
But, like, the characteristics in the stories of the stork is always, like, blissful, like, glory. The fuck? Half those dudes are probably like, oh, what? Oh, check the tag.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not one
I thought
owner?
You were in the Luna phase.
The luteal phase.
Dude. Luda. The fact that Ludacris doesn't do ads for the Luda phase is crazy. Get your life together. But yeah, I don't know where the stork came from. One fucking dude, one whoever parent was explaining to a kid and they came up with a stork thing and it just went viral.
Numbers.
You know who went first viral? The Bible. Motherfuckers in the Bible went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the first influencers. Jesus was the first influencer. Maybe Moses was.
No, I hear you.
No, I'm serious. Dude, Catholicism was the first
internet.
Okay,
how do we get here?
I don't know.
Catholicism is the first internet? No, that was the first algorithm. It's like, here's what you can and can't post.
Oh, yo!
Yeah.
So hold on. So God was the first internet.
God is the internet.
This is our last episode.
We'll make more money when we...
Dude, but God is the internet. He is. He's
God's the algorithm.
Yeah.
And sometimes he shadow bans people.
Yo, he does.
The stork myth is pretty dumb. It's where European folklore storks were said to find babies in caves and deliver them to parents in baskets by dropping them down the chimney.
Hold on.
Yeah, because a baby would live through that.
Hold on. You're trying to tell me that if you're expecting, you could just not start a fire? And the stupid husband doesn't fucking remember there's a fire going because it's cold. And all of a sudden he wakes up just smelling flesh. He's like, oh, goddamn, my baby's fucking well done.
Pretty much.
Goddamn. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Quince. Guys, we're excited to talk about freaking Quince, dude. Summer's always changes how you get dressed. Of course, dude, you want pieces that feel lighter, more breathable. And easy to wear, but still look put together, buddy. That's why Quince is such a good option. I use this and you should too. They focus on high quality essentials that look and feel elevated without the luxury markup. Think breathable linen, soft organic cotton, and basics you can actually wear all freaking summer, dude. Their European linen pants and shirts are a great warm weather upgrade, starting at just $34. Did you freaking hear me, dude? European linen for only $34? That's insane, dude. Their tees are soft and easy to wear, and the lightweight cotton sweaters are perfect for cooler summer nights. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. Do we hate freaking middlemen? And Quince goes way beyond clothing, too, with custom upholstered sofas, ceramic cookware, premium bedding, and more. Let me tell you something, dude. Quince sent me the most fire European linen pants, dude. I've been rocking them on stage, dude. People were like, whoa, you look cooler. I said, yeah, buddy, I'm breathing twice through my pants and through my mouth. Okay, so elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping on your order and 365 days returns. Now, available in Canada too. That's quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/stiffsocks. Goddamn.
Also, like, they already had Santa Claus come down the chimney. They couldn't pick another.
Or Santa went down. He's like, why is there a baby in here?
Yeah, he got to me first. Yeah,
are they still making houses with chimneys? I feel like that's out.
No, I think it's definitely still in there. I don't think in LA, but yeah, in like East Coast and stuff, they definitely still. But I mean,
when you ever drive past the house, you see their chimney going, you're like, man, good for you.
100%.
You're having a cozy ass night.
Buddy, dude. I come home and I have an electric chimney. Sometimes,
it's not the same.
It's not the same at all.
But it is nice.
It's not the same at all. But it'll be like August. And I'm like, yo, you know what?
Throw it on.
Pink.
But it emanates heat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emanates heat. Are you reading?
Fuck no.
Emanate. You just said emanate. Are you the Luna face? Emanate.
Bro. Well, here's why my brain feels fine. I've been vacationing for 2 weeks.
Yo, you just hit me with emanate.
Emanate. Elicitate.
Elicitate?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm on the road
for elicitate.
13 days straight. I'm going to blow my head off.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I saw your tour dates. Goodbye, head.
Literally.
But yeah, dude, the electric fireplace, I do be liking it. And also, my cat loves it. He lays next to it because it's all warm.
Oh, yeah.
It's the cutest thing.
Your cat
ever.
Be purring.
Hell yeah.
When does he purr?
When?
Yeah.
When he sees me.
For real?
Yes.
Shut up.
He loves me and I love him.
That's so cute.
Bro, he's great.
Is your cat and your girl's cat still having problems?
Less.
Okay.
But like it is, there's still like a little bit of like, you know, when they interact, I'm always like, or when I see him solo, but her cat's there.
Yeah.
I like walk up to him. I'm like, you guys good? You guys better? Yeah. You look a little sad. Are you guys good?
Yeah. Is the cat still peeping?
It hasn't been as much. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I walked into a room the other day. It smelled bad. There was a white t-shirt on the ground.
No.
Looked like tie-dye. No. Like 7 different piss spots.
No.
Because it's trying to like mask its smell or it's trying to like mark its territory. Like, dude, you don't pay rent. Fuck off.
I don't know if you know this, but cat piss is awful. Horrible.
Awful.
Why is it so bad? I mean, dog piss is not better, but it doesn't smell like cat piss.
I don't know.
It's got to be like a biological.
They're drinking the same water as us.
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't get it.
Are they putting asparagus in their water? Why the fuck does it taste? Why does it smell so bad?
How do you know what that tastes?
I don't know.
I'm going to come out of the closet. You're tasting your dog's yeah, cat pee-pee.
Yeah, it does that. And, you know, I have to like, it loves peeing in shoes because I guess that's the most like scent or something. Okay. So I'd be putting my shoes upside down, peeing like 3 of my shoes.
That's so funny.
Cat pee is more concentrated than dog pee.
Cats, it does look thick.
Piss and dabs.
Cats evolved to conserve water. So their urine is less diluted. It's less water.
Oh, so they hold all the water in their system and they pee out whatever?
Yeah.
Luteal phase.
So luteal phase.
Yeah.
Luteal phase. That's great.
All right, guys. Did you see Dustin Poirier, one of the most respected and beloved fighters in UFC history, found himself at the center of a shocking incident after being kicked off his flight and then allegedly attempting to fight a police officer?
Okay, first of all, did you type it in the ChatGPT?
No, I was reading the description.
Dustin Poirier is massive, dude. He's like Theo Von's like best friend. He's a huge UFC fighter.
Can you imagine being a cop?
What is this?
Can you imagine being a cop? I'm like, yo, I'm good.
You're like,
I'm good.
Just paid for your fight last Saturday, man.
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. I would let him do whatever he wants.
Let's go, big dog.
What's going on?
What's up? Bunch of hoes. Let's go. Let's go.
Relax.
No, they fucking lying, motherfucker.
That's him, for sure.
Yeah, pulled me off the plane. All my boys went to the fucking crib. Now what the fuck?
And this is why he got pulled off the plane.
You Dustin Poirier?
Man, fuck you, bro.
Just relax.
Man, fuck you and fuck her. I'll fight you right now.
No. First of all, pause. Why is the airport dead empty? Pause it. There's nobody there. There's nobody there that can help this cop. He says these 2 women who are like, I'm not touching him.
Dude, the cop needs to just walk away. The moment he goes, are you Dustin Poirier? And he goes, fuck you. I'd be like, you know what? You're right.
Oh, yeah. I'm tapping out on myself. I'm like.
Yeah. Good night.
But first of all,
I punch myself in my own face. Just knock myself out real quick.
I mean, what's going on here? That was the funniest thing ever. You Dustin Poirier, fuck you. You want to fight?
I'll fight you right now.
No, I don't want to fight, bro.
I'll go with you.
Bro, I don't want to fight, bro. Let's go.
Here's how you know you shouldn't fuck with this guy. His brim is too high up.
Higher
the brim, less they don't have to lose.
No, bro.
What's up?
Bro, relax.
You
want
to fight? Radio 37.
Wait, it's not several units. It's not several units.
How you boys not going to fight some?
What do you say?
Radio.
This
guy talks like an alligator. I have no idea what he's saying.
Bro, relax, bro.
You gonna taste me,
bro? Relax.
Bro, I'm gonna bang you up.
Bro, relax.
Give me a good one.
Just relax.
Give me a good one.
Yo. They kicked him off. Like, hoes, this guy's a UFC fighter.
Bitch ass fucking bitches. Like, you know,
what's going on, bro? Talk to me.
Man, the bitch is fucking lying hoes, man.
Let's go.
Arrest him.
Right, oh, the cop is massive.
Let's go. Arrest me.
I mean, dude, that's like trying to arrest right, like a great white shark. I would be so nervous.
Pound it.
All right, man.
Bro, he sobered up in that moment. It was like, wait, I did media training 4 years ago. You did a great job, man. You did all right.
Can we also talk about how the look at the handcuffs? Look how big they had to make the handcuffs.
Oh my god! Imagine getting that call. You're on your lunch break. You're looking for pipe bombs at TSA, and you're like, hey, UFC champion Dustin Poirier. He's hammered and ready to fight.
Dude, I would literally just set off a pipe bomb and be like, oh man, my hands are pretty full here. Dude.
What happened? So he's hammered?
Yeah, so he was hammered.
He refused boarding a Delta flight leading to a profanity dispute.
How did they get him off the flight? Who the hell is being like, get off the flight? He said, he'd be like, I want to fly the plane. I'd be like, man, here you go.
If I'm a stewardess.
Here's some wings, do your thing.
Yeah, if I'm a stewardess and he's like, get me in the cockpit, I'm like, right this way.
100%.
Do you want my outfit?
Whatever he wants to do. He's like, I want peanuts. Like, I'm sorry, there's a peanut allergy. Who gives a shit? Open up peanuts.
There's a peanut allergy or there's somebody kicked off this plane. It's the person with the peanut allergy. So I'm very curious. I've definitely heard him talk in clips, but when he drinks.
Uh-huh. When he drinks what?
Does that sound like him? Is that how he talks?
I don't know. He sounds like he's from like Louisiana.
He sounded like he was talking in like that Soulja Boy interview where he's talking about shooting the guy in his kitchen.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, bro, because like we always ask you fight questions, bro. Just like, how are you doing in life right now? How is life? Okay. How is, you know, Dustin Poirier, not the fighter, but like just Dustin Poirier in general, bro?
Thanks for asking that, man. I'm trying to navigate it, bro. I'm good. Some days I'm great.
No, I'm not laughing at what he's saying, but play that and then play him drunk. My boy drank himself light skin type shit.
Yo, Dustin, I didn't even laugh, man. It's not even funny.
Some days I'm great. Some days I'm not so good.
Of course.
Oh, so he's going through something right now. Wow. All
right, we're going to make it weird.
Well, and he could beat my whole lineage up. So please, please don't take this as disrespect.
No.
Let's get him on the podcast.
No.
Check. Can we rewatch that clip real quick? That is really funny. What's going on? These hoes.
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
Everything he said was funny.
Dude, he acted exactly how UFC. Fight a cop in 2 seconds. What's going on here, man? You want to fight? No, sir.
Yeah, he did everything I thought he would as a UFC fighter. Like nothing about that was shocking. Can you play it again real quick? He did this in Atlanta.
Dude. If he said, do you want to fight, I would shit myself and just have a seizure.
Also, like, as a cop, can't you legally tell somebody if they're like, do you want to fight?
Dude, I would walk away.
This was me in the Sardinia airport. Listen to last week.
Let's go, big dog.
What's going on?
What's up? Bunch of hoes. Let's go. Let's go.
Relax.
Man, they fucking lying motherfuckers.
Did he say?
Yeah, pull me off the plane. All my boys went to the fucking crib. Now what the fuck?
And this is why he got pulled off the plane.
You Dustin Poirier?
Man, fuck you, bro.
All right, just relax.
Man, fuck you and fuck her. Fuck her.
Listen to the cops.
I'll fight you right now.
No, I don't want to fight, bro.
I'll go with you right now.
Bro, I don't want to fight, bro. I don't want to fight.
Let's go.
I don't want to fight.
Let's go.
Radio, have you?
Yeah, tell him. Tell him. Come on.
Get a couple of
years. Because it's going to be bad.
Bro, just
it's going to be bad, my nigga.
No, bro.
Oh.
I love how he backed up and let the women in front of him.
This cop. Wait,
bro, it's TSA. This guy's looking for water bottles.
Is that a TSA guy?
No, that's probably that's got to be a real cop, but like he's letting it fly.
Can you imagine?
He is not getting on Love Island next year. I'll tell you that much.
Worked it fucking clear. It's like, hey, come on, man.
Laptop out of the bag, man.
Goddamn. This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Suite 305 with Lele Pons is brought to you by Duracell. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but the fun kind. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, somebody's blasting music in the kitchen, and suddenly everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep my Duracell batteries stocked. They keep for 12 years in storage, so you know they're really good whenever you need them. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. The Messi level power for all your everyday devices. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance. So whether you're hosting the whole crew or just trying to survive the halftime chaos, power your devices with the battery brand trusted for all of it, Duracell. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in the store at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Goddamn. That's all I know. Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Do you have a belt on?
Yeah. I mean,
bro, you ever seen that clip where the guys like talk, they're in a stadium in the stand and some guy's like talking shit to this other guy and he was like getting real wild towards him. And then you like his boys like kind of usher him away and then it cuts to him being like an incredible pro boxer. And like the whole idea is like you have no idea who you're yelling at. Because he doesn't look big. He just looks like a dude. And then it cuts his highlights and you're like, oh my God.
I know, I haven't seen that.
Holy shit.
That's how I hope people view me.
They don't.
Like, you ever see somebody with cauliflower ear in public?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is cool.
But I think only men know what that is. And that's not true, but like, I feel like if a guy sees someone with cauliflower ear, they're like, okay, I'm not fucking with that. But like, if I'm a girl at a bar and a guy with cauliflower ear approaching me, I'm like, get this Goonies ass, hey you guys ass looking guy out of here.
Or you're like, this guy could probably crack my back in half. That's the type of girl I would be. I'd look for dangerous alligator men. Just get my pussy destroyed. Call my father afterwards. Wouldn't you?
What?
Wouldn't you just try to get just absolutely?
Look for that.
Excuse me?
Look for dangerous?
Yeah, I'd be into that.
I don't know, man. I think
how many times have you been in jail? 3? Cool. Here's my address.
I would just want the chase, I think.
Are you watching Zoo Creatures?
Sent me this, and it was a girl who almost died snorting a condom up her nose.
Well, you know, what do they say? Stupid gets what stupid deserves.
Stupid is what stupid does.
Oh! Do you know you almost fucking died?
Yeah, she couldn't breathe, bro. Here's the thing, dude. That's why I can't have a gun, and that's why I can't be a UFC fighter. Because the moment that would happen, I'd do that. I would do that. They'd be like, oh, it's actually an upcharge. Upcharge? You want to fight?
Upcharge. How about upcut?
It'd be such a problem. Because the UFC...
Don't they have to like insure their hands or something?
I think that's a myth. But I will say, man, if I was a UFC fighter, it's like a walking gun.
Do you know how drunk you have to be for somebody to noticeably know you're drunk when you're scanning a boarding pass?
What do you mean, sorry?
Like, he got flagged because they didn't let him on the flight because they knew he was too drunk out the gate. Like,
Oh, right.
I don't know if it was on the plane and he got kicked off or he was, like, scanning and he just reeked of alcohol. But, like, you can't hold your shit together for 10 seconds.
It did look like that. It did look like he wasn't on the plane.
Where was his luggage?
Maybe he didn't have anything on him. He checked everything. I don't know. I think if you're, like, that wealthy, you probably just don't even care, have bags. You probably just saw Air France and the shit up. You just no bags.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Well, I don't know.
I would just love. Would you like to be a UFC fighter?
No.
Really?
No. Oh,
I like it.
Like, the punches still hurt the same?
I don't think so. I think you just get trained.
Mm.
I would love to just be able to, like, how cool would that be to walk around, just be like, I am a dangerous person. I walk around knowing I'm a bitch. Like, I know every step I take, I know I'm a bitch. But if you were like,
he doesn't have to back down.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're him, you just walk, that must feel so fucking cool. You just walk around being like, someone sneezed wrong, I'll kill you. Like, he can kill, like, I don't know how to kill anyone. Like, I have trouble killing a sixth grader. This dude walks around being like, I'll fight a hippopotamus and win. That must be so fucking
But that's
cool.
A dangerous mentality to have.
Oh, okay.
Like, because if some inconvenience happens, you're like, good, I'm a UFC fighter.
Correct.
That's what they say about owning a gun. Like, most people who own a gun die more because they think that they're going to pull the gun more. They feel that they have this sense of fake security.
What do they say? Metal tracks metal?
Yeah, but I think those stats are fucked. Because of course there's more violence when you have a gun, because that's when guns happen. Like, that's, do you know what I mean?
No, it's like you're ready for it. Like, you're ready to pull it out. Just like if you're a UFC fighter, you're ready to fight everybody. So you're gonna pull out your gun at the most like inconvenient time.
Yeah, if you don't have a gun and somebody cuts you off, like, all you have is your words. But if you're in the car and somebody cuts you off, you start waving it, and then they have a gun, they start waving it.
Yeah.
Do you really think towns weren't big enough for two people back in the day?
They were. They were so huge. Big.
That was before they had any real estate. Dude, so much land.
They didn't have maps, bro. There was no like, get out of my state, get out of my town.
Yeah, where are they supposed to go? And it was always through a swinging door.
and then if you had to move, you had to figure out how to get a Conestoga wagon.
Who? That is funny to have beef with somebody and you're at a bar and every time you hear the wagon doors open and you're like, please no.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's always like when the sun's behind them, they're like, this town ain't big enough for the both of us. Somebody pull out a map, because it is.
It 100% is. I would just say, do you mind if I just go left?
Like, oh, yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, 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 for sure. Yeah, I'm going to just.
The fact that people showed up at high noon to duel is just insane.
Well, the fact that they didn't stop the steps early. They're like, we're going to take 10 steps and then turn on shoot.
No.
Take three.
Three. One. One and just blow his fucking back out.
That is a very funny tactic.
Yeah. I mean, do it immediately. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. The problem is if you take three steps and miss.
Ooh.
If you miss.
Ooh.
Because it was like cowardly to shoot someone in the back, but I don't give a fuck. Hey, you're a bitch. Cool. You're alive. Dead. Yeah. Give me some whiskey and a woman. Like,
I feel like that's all it was back in the day.
It all is whiskey
and
a woman.
A jug that said XXX on it. A woman. God, like, is this fairy tale or was it actually like that? You're like, all I care about is my horse. My what did they call it back in the day? Hooch.
I think that's a dog turning a hooch. I think
booch? Kombucha?
No, I think it was just liquor, right? It's like bathtub liquor or something. But all they drank was that.
I mean, is that a term?
Hooch is definitely a term, but I don't know if they used it back in the day. Dude, what year was cowboy time? Take a guess, because I have no idea.
1852.
I think it was like, no, because 1776, that was after cowboy time. Right? No, 1776 was when we became a nation. And then, yeah, there was cowboys when it was America. I'm a fucking idiot. So cowboys.
250 years of America this 4th of July. Where are you going to be?
I have to perform.
Where are you going to be?
Where?
4th of July. It's America's 250th birthday. Where are you going to be?
Mexico.
Amen.
Amen.
Goddamn.
This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Suite 305 with Lele Pons is brought to you by Duracell. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but the fun kind. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, somebody's blasting music in the kitchen, and suddenly everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep my Duracell batteries stocked. They keep for 12 years in storage, so you know they're really good whenever you need them. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. The Messi level power for all your everyday devices. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready.
Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with Power Boost ingredients for long-lasting performance. So whether you're hosting the whole crew or just trying to survive the halftime chaos, power your devices with the battery brand trusted for all of it, Duracell. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in the store at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Goddamn.
That's going to be so fun.
That's going to be so fun. But, oh, okay, let's guess. 1809, Cowboy days. What's the Cowboy span of?
1865 to 1890.
Yo, we That's weren't that it? Far off. I said 1842.
So it was only 30 years or whatever that math is? And then Cowboy time stopped?
Yeah, apparently it was the peak.
And we still have motherfuckers at Barney's Beanery dressing up like cowboys? That's crazy.
Yeah, cowboy boots is insane.
It's done.
It's been done. Cowboy boots? You drive a Prius.
Actually, I will say, you go to like... Yeah, a car shouldn't start if you have the wrong shoe for the pedal.
I hear you.
Cowboy boy in a Prius, no.
No.
Cowboy, you're wearing Toms in a diesel truck, get out.
But to your point, a cowboy boot in an F-150 starts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No Bonus shoes.
Points off the buzz ball.
Dirty feet Prius starts.
Mm.
A wet vagina and a Subaru starts immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you ever in the Toms era? Did your school ever get hit with that?
No.
Do you guys?
Yeah.
You have Toms?
It was a big deal.
Sperry's.
Okay. You never had Toms, or it was that where you like buy a shoe? And
I know that.
A shoe in Africa?
Yeah. Once, but
bro, I remember wearing those shoes at school one day. Like, I was like, I am a philanthropist. Like, I wanted every girl to look at me like, oh my God, he cared. Like,
this is where I'm at. The shoes that I'm sending to Africa, put an Apple tag in, let me know they got there. Because this whole thing's a
scam.
Yeah,
there's no way they actually sent the shoes. Sure. When have you ever seen a photo of anybody in Africa wearing Toms?
That's what I'm saying.
And I could be 1,000,000% wrong here.
It's not wrong. It's not wrong. They make them there, and then they send them to us. No one's left.
It's like the I Heart Boobies bracelets. Remember those
bracelets? Oh, they like donated?
They supposedly donated, but it was all like a sham. Like,
was it?
Yeah, like they weren't doing that.
Well, they donated
to
who? I
love those bracelets.
Because Hooters?
Cancer. Dude, you ever remember those ones, those thick bracelets that say I Heart Boobies?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I would wear those to class, and I couldn't wait for a teacher to be like, you can't wear that big. Well, it's actually for breast cancer, so yes, I can.
That's so funny.
There was a scam?
That's what I heard. I mean,
Yeah. I mean, like, even the Red Cross doesn't donate 100%. That's what blew my mind. When I realized the Red Cross donates like 10%.
It's like,
What it is, but like they donate a portion of what you give.
Yeah, but it's also like the CEO is making like $19 million a year. It's like, you don't need all that. I don't know if those figures are right.
It's probably more.
Yeah, but they don't.
But yeah, of course. It's like, they're like, we're going to donate for every bracelet. They can donate a cent and be like, that's a donation.
I know. I need to see the Tom shoes.
You haven't seen those?
No, I know what they look like. I need to see the Tom shoes.
Bro,
I need to see the Tom shoes. I need an air tag.
Bring them back.
I need air tag in the Tom shoes that I'm sending, and then I look at my phone, and if they're moving really fast, I know that they made it there.
Took me a second.
Who's the best? Who's going to win the World Cup?
Probably USA.
You're fucking
Hell
lying.
Aren't we trash?
No, but I just did learn that one of our best players, he's only playing for the US because his mom couldn't get a flight out to England and had the baby in America. So technically he's an American citizen.
But I don't know if you have to be a citizen, right? Or do you have to?
You have to have a passport to play on a certain team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, I think it's all a scam though. Cuz there's a lot of like like African dudes like playing for not the nation at all.
Yeah, you just need a passport. Like for like,
you can play for any team?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch
Why
of,
the
like,
fuck is in America being like, hey, wager, money, boom.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you get if your country wins?
Great question.
I mean, all these are great questions. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming money, but I have no idea.
Brazil has won the most. They've won like 5 times.
Wow.
So,
and the World Cup's every 4 years?
Yeah. Who does Messi play for? Argentina?
$50 million.
$50 million?
Yeah.
That's what they win?
$50 million or $50 million in their currency? Because that's awful.
It just says dollars, so I'm assuming dollars.
Okay. Could you make
That's insane.
50 million rupees is like $17. So I just need to know if it's 50 million like American.
Well, it would probably be 50 million in their currency.
That's what I'm saying.
But it would be like a trillion rupees.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if rupees, but you guys got my joke. I don't know even God, what a rupee is.
All right, Daniel sent a sock talk that says, my wife keeps the TV remote wrapped to keep it new. He said his wife insists on keeping the brand new TV remote protected to keep it looking good.
His wife has autism. Next one.
Question, what's something people protect so hard that ruins the point of owning it?
Oh, you know what? The first thing that comes to mind? Cars. People like get like a second car and they go, oh, no, don't look at it. The miles. It's like, why do you have it?
Yeah.
We only can drive it when there's sun and it has to be 73 degrees and cover it. It's like, dude, you spent $119,000 on a fucking Ferrari and drive it a half a day a year?
Yeah.
Drive it.
I also, Luke, you think phone cases. It's like you do this so your phone looks good the whole time. And then the only time you ever see it without the phone case is when you get a new phone.
Yeah, and then you take the phone calls off and you hold it. You're like, oh, shit.
What the fuck did I do this whole time? It's like we preserve it to look good, but for what are we making it look good for?
Yeah. And you
for who? It's not like on the weekends we're like, okay, bring her out. She's ready. And then you like hit the bars and you're like, hey, guys, look at my sleek phone.
Yeah.
It's like we protected its whole life, but for what? You know?
No, I hear you. It's like they want to just fucking get out there and live and breathe, and we're just like covering it up.
I'm not a big shoe guy, so I never understood protecting shoes. Like, some guys would come in
school
with their new Jordans, but they would walk so they wouldn't
crash. Bro, dude, I was that guy. That's the funniest that shit ever. Like, when there's a photo of a guy, like, getting down on one knee to, like, propose his wife in Jordans, and all the comments, like, bro, creased his shoes for her.
Yeah.
The shoe game I never got into. To what level? Like, did you have boxes in your closet? Like, the clear boxes where you put them in after?
That's like 10. I was like I was like maybe at like a 7. I remember I would get shoes, like, new at the mall, with like my mom, my dad, whatever, and we'd be
going. No, you weren't.
Justin Poyo.
Sorry, go ahead.
But I'd be with, my mom, probably, and I'm with my new shoes, and I'll be like, Mom, where are we going? And she'd be like, I'll tell you later. I'm like, no, I need to know where we're going, because if we're going to a dirty place, I'm going to put the shoes, my old shoes back on. I can't fuck these up. I loved them clean, uncreased. And then you reach a point, like, I don't give a fuck.
Right, you hit one scratch, and you're like, okay, I guess that is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm the same with, like, cars. It's like, you know, you care, like, when you start, you get a new car, you lease it, it's like, you're so protective over it, and then you, like, reverse and you hit one curb, you're like, fuck this whole thing.
I'm actually like it with my car. I keep my car like pretty clean, and if it's not clean, I don't feel good. Like, it's same thing with my apartment.
The shoe thing is so funny, because you can't really predict. Like, you can kind of predict how the day is gonna go.
Yep.
But then all of a sudden your mom's like, oh, well, actually we gotta stop here, and then it starts raining and you're like, oh no, I'm not.
Dude, I remember I literally got mad at my dad, because he was like, he bought me a new pair of shoes, and then we went to the park. You know the park that has like the mulch, you guys know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I literally like walk in from the cement and I'm like, Dad, you didn't tell me the mulch, but, and I was like, got mad. So like I wanted to play, but I was wearing my Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
I guess I can't play. Furious.
Yeah, there is a fine line between like wanting to keep something nice and going overboard. It's tough. It's either you're a slob or it's just like a table. Like,
well,
people put coasters on their tables. Like,
you don't do that?
Just, I do, but sometimes I don't want to. Like, my wife.
Well, sometimes I'm in the way with like slippers. Like, I'll wear slippers. I'm like, these are only indoor.
Yeah.
Only indoor. And then all of a sudden you got to take out the trash one day and you're like, fine, and the driveway. And then you step in a puddle and you're like, okay, fine, just this street corner.
Just puddles and just driveway. But in my head, I'm like, this driveway is not as dirty as the street, so I'm fine.
Right.
But it's wrong. It's wrong.
Seat covers for cars, too.
Seat covers for cars are crazy. Unless you have, like, a blood stain on or something, then you have to cover them. But, like, if you're doing seat covers with new cars, that's insanity. It's insanity.
Yeah, I just never understood owning something and then having to put something over top of it.
My parents always put on the outside furniture, they put covers on the couch or the chairs outside.
That
the
makes
plastic stuff?
No, it's like
the outside,
it's like a sun one, but which I get, but it just looks so horrendous.
Dude, I have on my balcony,
it looks better when it's just the
yeah.
Right.
But on my balcony, when I first moved in my place, like, whatever, years ago, I bought like outside furniture and it was like nice. Yeah, boy, come on now. You see my tour schedule? Yeah. But I bought like outside furniture, which I'd never seen because I was on the road. But it had like a fire pit, like a nice fire pit, and it came with a cover. So I was militant about putting a cover on. And then, buddy, it rained one time and then it worked still. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Correct.
Because I thought it got wet and it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Bitch, it's outside. It works fine.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. You slip it once and you go, oh, we're okay. All right, I guess never again.
Yeah.
Remote's crazy. That's OCD or something.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Autism. Well, there's something. There's something.
That's the same point to the iPhone. You're like, you're keeping it clean, but for when? Because it'll still get dirty the same way even under the casing would get dirty.
The remote's insane. Dude, my remote is white and it's fine. I've cleaned like one time. It's fine. I'm not shoving it in my ass. Like I'm using it, not yet, but I'm using it with my hand. It's fine. I don't wash my hands enough. I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I don't. My girl calls me on all the time. I like take a pee-pee and I walk out. She's like, you didn't wash your hands. I'm like, I know. I just keep on with my play. Peeing. But it's not great, dude.
Peeing. If I wash my hands after peeing, my hands are like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Did you help someone else pee? Airport bathrooms, I will for sure. That feels just like a piss den.
Yeah, airport bathrooms feel disgusting.
But also, there's been plenty of times where I don't.
Me too.
And the people washing their hands look at you in their reflection in the mirror, seeing you walk out, like, yeah, man. I have time. My flight leaves in 35 minutes. I had time to wash my hands.
Dude, my flight leaves in 2 hours, and I don't.
You know what it is?
What?
I won't wash my hands if it has the air dry.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
If I see that, I
paper know. Towels, I'm in. That's one, you know, boom, 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 pull three out. But the air, it's so loud, it doesn't work. Go like this anyways. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's in my pants.
I'm
wiping on my pants. There could be semen on there.
First of all, there is. There is. But second of all, like, we're all wearing jeans here. How often do you wash your jeans? I'm going once every 2 months for real.
Every luteal phase.
That's once a month.
I don't know. I'll wash my jeans if I get a stain on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or every once in a while you have a conscious like thought where you go like, I haven't washed these.
I think when I like finish like a run of shows and I like wore the same jeans every show, I'm like, all right, I got to fucking, I mean, these are sweated through. All these fucking act outs I'm doing, you know?
You be acting.
Dude, I be acting. So funny. The fucking guy who opens for me and videographers for me, whatever, Monty Gear, funny comic. He did an act out, split his pants.
Dude, that happens, I feel like, a lot.
I know. And then the next show, he didn't have new jeans, so he's like, I guess, I hope they don't see. Like, he split them, like, it was like in an area.
What's the act out?
I don't watch his set.
Jesus. He's like, dude, I split my jeans doing an act out. You're like, you do comedy? What, setting up a camera?
No, but he goes first, man. So like, I'm still trying to eat grapes and fucking and trying to memorize this new Nick's joke, you know?
Yeah.
All right, do we have stuff?
Yeah, secrets suck.
I'm out.
All right. I came home from work early one day and saw my boyfriend through the front window watching TV by himself. At first, I thought it was cute, like, oh, he's just relaxing. Then I watched for 5 more minutes and got the biggest ick of my life. He was fully reclined, legs up like a toddler in a high chair, mouth slightly open, remote resting on his stomach like he was in hospice. Then without even looking away from the TV, he slowly picked his nose, inspected it, and went right back to watching TV. I can't believe this is how he is when I'm not there. I don't know if I can ever look at him the same.
But isn't everybody kind of like that watching TV when they're by themselves? Did I shout myself?
No. I think so. I think like if you are by yourself watching TV, you're not like conscious of like, you're just like kicking it.
In your own home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's something you do alone that like if someone else saw it, they'd be like, what the fuck?
Probably suck my own dick.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to add to that.
Bro, could you imagine just looking through the blinds?
Your window's like, oh, he's stretching. he's doing yoga.
And you
see, oh, his penis is out.
Just slowly.
When was the last time you tried to suck your own dick? How long ago?
It was about a couple months ago. No, I'm probably 13, 14. I might be trying to get into college.
One drunk night in college.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because sometimes you're like,
I was so cocky with like, oh, I'm an athlete. Fuck it. So in college, I probably was just like, I could probably do it now. Probably fold myself over like a lawn chair.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I got to be triple the size I was back then. I want to know the exact day my dick stopped growing.
12.
12 p.m. today. I just want to know, like, how long after that was I like, nah, we still got, we like 70% done. Shit, puberty coming in late.
I think, honestly, I would wager to guess my dick stopped growing when I was like 18, 19.
Yeah, it says 18 to 21. It's finishing up.
Isn't it crazy your dick finishes growing before your brain does?
Wow.
Your brain is 25. Your penis is like, aye, aye, Captain.
I'm out.
Let me get a Corona.
It is just kind of fucked, though, because you sort of stop growing it. Like, as a dude, you stop growing, I guess, at 21. So that makes sense. You stop growing at 21, 22.
Sometimes I look down, I'm like, I can't believe this is my human hog.
I know, dude. Like, it's like, this is what God gave me.
This is my fully evolved adult penis.
There has to be more. it is crazy. Like, but that's why God gave us this ability to fuck around. Because if I had this dick and I wasn't funny, I mean, 5'8", no personality in this dick, I'd be jumping off the Golden Gate 3 years ago.
Yeah, and you would float down like a little paper airplane. I'm just in disbelief. I'm like, this is the dick. But sometimes the chase, the journey is better than the end goal. You know, like I remember like, growing up being young, like, bro, I was going to be so big one day. Like those hopes.
Yeah.
You know, countless nights tugging away at it, thinking it's muscle memory.
Tugging. Just in the shower, just pulling it. Like, you, come on, daddy. Come on, boy. Yep. Come on now. Yeah. And it just didn't help. Or it did. What if it did?
Yeah, that's
true.
And
I was supposed to be like 3.5 inches. I stretched that bitch out to 4 inches. Well, did we do it? All right.
I hope so.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go stretch my penis in the men's urinal.
And then not wash your hands. This podcast, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We love you. I hope this episode makes money on YouTube. Good night. Love you, big old dick.
This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' stores are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Price is higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.